The Wall Street Journal said he's one of the most innovative minds in football.
He's a rat.
ESPN once called him the guru of the spread.
Scumbag.
Football Scoop labeled him the mastermind behind college football's number one offense.
Nobody likes him, not even his family.
He took three separate teams over a five-year period and made each a top-10 offense.
Yeah, but he's such a horse's ass. He was fired by future United States Senator Tommy Tuberville in the middle of the season, even though he had a 5-2 record.
No wonder CBS Sports said there's never been quite a coach like Franklin. He marches to a different beat.
Pariah, an outcast, a person or animal that is despised, shunned, or avoided. Warning, buckle up and put your big boy pants on. This isn't your friendly kiss-ass coach's show. If you can't handle the truth, eject immediately.
And now, from parts unknown, it's the Pigskin Pariah. The one, the only, Coach Tony Franklin.
If you have any chance at all to be a great offense, there's one thing that's always in common, and that is you must have a great offensive line coach. If you've got an average offensive line coach or even a good offensive line coach, then a lot of times the players are going to have to overcome that in order for you to have a great offense and to have a great season. I've been incredibly lucky that I've worked with some of the most unbelievably good offensive line coaches that there are in all of football, whether it's in the NFL or college or high school or middle school or any other level of football that you can imagine. I've worked with guys that are just absolutely the tops of the line. So what I wanted to do today was just, if you're a fan and if you're a coach, a parent, whatever it may be, what do you look for in the characteristics of looking to see, do you have that special offensive line coach, or do you have just really possibly an average guy, or you have even a shitty guy? And so what I've done is I've gone back and I've done a characteristic study of what I see to be the characteristics that great offensive line coaches have. So if you're looking around and you're trying to see, do you have a great one? Well, a lot of times it can be seen with the production, with how they play on the field, watching their pad level, watching their toughness, and watching those other things. But there's also some other characteristics that are there. And as I said, for me, I've been so fortunate in high school. I coached with guys like Bill Taylor, Joey Bennett, Joe Morris, Brent Thompson, Chip Pride, Buzz Phillips, Gary McPeak, some of the best high school coaches in all of football across the country. And then in college, I got to coach with Guy Morris, Matt Moore, John Schlarman, Jimmy Ray Stevens, Petey Payroe, Zach Yenzer, Brandon Jones, Rick Mallory, lots of just really good offensive line coaches throughout my career. The characteristics that I'm going to describe, there could be some negative characteristics that come from some of the great O-line coaches. But most of the great O-line coaches that I coached with, these guys that I named, don't have very many of the negative characteristics. They only have the good characteristics. So what are some of those things that you want to look at? And when you're looking at your O-line, how is it that you can decide whether or not that this guy is special or is he just a guy? It's fun to watch it this year, this season, as you watch your team go through. One of the things that I think is really important about that position is that you need to have played it. You don't have to. There are some guys that are great O-line coaches that never played the position. I used to hear about, of all people, Mike Leach when he was working for Hal Mumme. There were a couple of years where Mike actually coached O-line, and a lot of people really bragged on him with how he coached. I can't tell you that because he didn't coach O-line when I coached with him. But most of the guys that I've seen that are really good at that position, coach, it's one of the places that I believe that playing that position is probably more important than any other position that there is in football. Sometimes they also have taught the same scheme that they played in throughout their life. And that was an example of that was Matt Moore playing at it as a player when he played for Coach Mumme, coaching it for Coach Probst, coaching as a head high school coach, then coaching the same scheme for me, and then with Neil Brown throughout his career. So Matt's had you know, the ability to coach something that he played all the way throughout. The other characteristic that all of these guys that are really good at what they do is that they're really good teachers. They would be good in the classroom as a teacher because they can teach details. They love the game and they love coaching offensive line. And truly, most of them had no desire to be a head coach, no desire to be anything but an offensive line coach. And these are only guys that I've worked with. I've had the great Herb Hand has spoken for me on probably 8 to 10 different occasions. And he's one of the best O-line coaches in the country, I know, but I haven't worked with Herb. They are very hard on their players, but they're never abusive. Or if they are, it is a random thing that they would be. A shitty O-line coach always wants to please the head coach. I've never seen a good offensive line coach yet that wouldn't look the head coach in the eye and say, hey, fuck you. A good O-line coach can look at the head coach and say, fuck you. If you can't do that, I don't think you can coach the offensive line, because you're going to know more most of the time than the head coach and the offensive coordinator. The best O-line coaches that I've ever coached have dog cussed me. They haven't asked me to run stuff. They've demanded that I do it. They haven't asked me to change something. They've changed it. And when I've questioned them on it, they may say, fuck you, Tony. That personality is something that I appreciate. I may not agree with it at the time, but I don't believe that you can be an ass kisser and be a great offensive line coach. They usually have played the game for a long time, you know, from the time in little league, middle school, high school, college, and all the way up into the NFL. A lot of the great ones that I coached with never raised their voice. They were great teachers, but they weren't yellers and screamers. Most of them were really tough human beings. They were guys that you didn't want to be in a barroom brawl with, but they didn't talk about it much. You know, they would be guys that I would hear the stories about. I used to love to listen to some of the old stories of the NFL guys that played in the 70s. And some of the guys that I coached with, they'd talk about walking into a bar and seeing somebody that they didn't like that was an asshole and knocking him off the bar stool and taking their seats. They had the John Wayne characteristics. And players love them. They could take some shit from them that they couldn't take from the yeller, screamer, whiny, you know, guy that always liked to talk about how tough he was and more than likely was pretty shitty. The shitty guys were almost always the same. They are liars, and the players know they're liars. They yell and scream all the time where it eventually just goes in one ear and out the other. Some of them want to be buddies with the players. They want to be their best friends. They want to be their buddies. They want them to say they like them when they finish playing. They might be very knowledgeable of the game. I've seen a lot of really good knowledge guys that could scheme, could help me with scheme, could draw scheme up, but I wouldn't hire them in a million years because they were consistent liars and just weren't very good human beings. And I don't believe that you can coach that group of people without having something inside of you to where that you're a good person. The one characteristic that a lot of these guys had is they were father figures to their players. Now, everybody in coaching likes to say that, and kids say it all the time. It becomes one of these things. He was like a dad to me, and you know, and I understand that. My head high school coach is the only person that I've ever compared and said was like a father to me. So I can understand that. But most good O-line coaches, they have lifetime relationships with their guys. And that's not the same at all the other positions that people play. But in the offensive line, it's more of a family than any other position that there is. The players completely trusted them. They could tell them anything. They could ask them for help at any time. They're good hustlers, meaning they hustle wherever it is that they're going to go. They'll fight for their guys. They're there for them for their entire life. What do I mean when I say they would fight for them? They don't take shit from the defensive line coach. They don't take shit from the defensive players. And if their players ever get abused, they'll go down and whip somebody's ass. They will get after it. And that's the only way that you can be good at coaching that position, is to where that you never allow your guys to be abused. Because offensive linemen, by nature, a lot of times grew up to where that they were overweight, that they didn't have great self-esteem. And if you get in, especially in college football, if you get to where you let your guys be abused, they will completely lose confidence in themselves. So I've never seen a good one that wouldn't fight for their players. A lot of times the bad ones are loudmouths. They never blame themselves. They always blame somebody else. It was always a bad play call. We can't run into this, can't run into that. You know, kissing the head coach's ass. And the worst one I was ever around was the biggest gossiper that I've ever seen in my life. He stirred more shit than anybody in the history of mankind. He walked around the offices all day long, stirring shit, talking about everybody in the office, stirring shit, and then going in and kissing the head coach's ass. And that's a guy that you never want to hire because all they're going to do is cause problems. And then he also screamed so much that nobody paid any attention to him. So players won't fight for phonies. They may act like they're going to fight for them, but they won't fight for them. The best ones I've ever seen were the toughest human beings that have ever walked the face of the earth. I mean, incredibly tough. I go back and think about, you know, Coach John Schlarman and the battles that he fought in his life. But he was the same way on the football field, and then he was the same way as a coach. And he didn't raise his voice that much, but he was a guy that the players, obviously, they would have given their life for Coach Schlarman. Almost all great O-line coaches are great technicians, almost sometimes to a fault, to where that they can be over-technical, and they've got to be able to separate the difference between the twos. But they also have empathy. One of the toughest human beings I ever worked with years ago was a guy named Bill Taylor, a high school coach that's no longer with us anymore. And he was one bad dude, man. He could kick ass and take names and win tough man contests. I mean, he was just a badass. But he had the most empathy and caring for his players. Don't get me wrong. They feared him. But there's nothing in the world that he would not do in order to help his players and to fight for his players. Great offensive line coaches would give their paycheck to their guys. If their players needed something, they would give their paycheck for them. Shitty offensive line coaches are working only for this paycheck and to get their next paycheck. And con artists and stand for nothing. Some I've seen could install fear. I knew one coach I worked with that the players loved him and they were afraid of him, literally afraid of him. And they should have been, because he was one of the guys that literally could choke you to death, and he might actually do it. Now, he loved them, and if anybody else ever came near him and threatened him, I mean, he would kill somebody. But the players respected him, but they were afraid of him because he had a streak in him that you didn't want that streak to come out in a coach's meeting, because if it did, I can tell you this, I always sat somewhere near the door where if he ever lost it, I could run out that damn door because he would have whipped my ass in about 1 second. But they had no fear. Great coaches, great offensive line coaches were brutally honest and had no fear. And so finally, when you go back and you look over it, what are, you know, the characteristics? Most of them weren't extremely emotional. They were technicians. Most of them on the sidelines didn't want to be seen on TV yelling and screaming in their faces. They knew what it was like on game day to make a mistake because they played the position. And so they were more gentle on game day than they were. And if they did eat their ass out, they did it to where everybody on TV couldn't see it. And a lot of times it was at halftime. Most of the teaching that they did was with a monotone voice. And again, they were not afraid to tell the head coach or the coordinator to go fuck themselves if they believed strong in what they were doing and how to do it. I have a lifetime appreciation for that position. I know this, every single time that I had a great career and something that was where I got a lot of accolades, it was because of the great offensive line coaches that I worked with and that I was honored to work with and to work for, because those guys all did the same thing. They made me look good. So hats off, have fun watching those guys this year. Take some notes along the way of all these things that you've seen, and you'll be able to pick out the ones that just want to be on TV and be the yeller and the screamers all the time to where that everybody can see them and it's all about them. Most great offensive line coaches are going to be drawing, talking, and staying under control and not trying to make it about them. It's all about the players.
Thanks for listening to today's show. One, go to coachtf.com/podcast and leave us your email so we can send you your free download for our Pigskin Pocket Card, which gives you 10 simple steps to follow daily to ensure an amazing life. 2. Do something good today for someone who can never repay you, and you'll have truly lived an amazing life. 3. Join us Monday through Friday for new episodes and download any of our episodes wherever you get your podcast, or simply download from our coachtf.com/podcast. 4. Give us a 5-star review today so we can continue to put together entertaining and informative episodes. Always remember, do good, no repay.